Before we begin our program, I want to welcome everyone in this community to come worship with us at 10 o'clock on Christmas morning. It's a great time to worship this newborn king we celebrate every Christmas. It's a long tradition of our church to have a Christmas morning service. It does include Holy Communion, which is open to all believers, and anyone in our community would be most welcome to be with us as we worship. Now here's our program, which is a cantata, Carol of Christmas, sung by our senior choir, which is directed by Stacy Frederick. The narrator is Alan Martinson.
Come and behold me. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Joy to the world!
It came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. While they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Mm-hmm.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. With the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God.
And peace on earth.
went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at the things the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for the things they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born the King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him."
Follow the star down the trail of
And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they went into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.